You awake?
Wow. That would wake me up any time, day or night.
Just wanted to make sure that little four-piece combo there.
Yes, indeed, a four-piece combo. Well, tonight's the night.
We made it.
We made it.
And all of you folks did too, another year. And no further comment. But we made it. It's Halloween, and I hope all of you tomorrow night somehow enjoy when the children whose childhoods are being taken from them much too fast come to your door. 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, they're the ones who still really have, I think, the most fun. And so when they come to your door, enjoy them and let them know that they are being enjoyed. I think that's fun.
That's fun, but interestingly, they are discouraging it this year because of the H1N1.
Well, you don't have to exchange sneezes with them. I mean, you can
No.
just open the door and hello, and kids make sure that they wash their hands before and after they actually eat their goodies. Of course, I don't want to go there because I don't. It's unfortunate, but most of the goodies are baddies.
Yes, that's true.
With all those toxins in them. But everyone says, well, once in a year it won't hurt the kids.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So when their eyes are crossed in a week and their skin pallor is green, just remember back. One too many Tootsie Rolls. But we have a lot going on. And if you look at the homepage right now, you'll see this year's Splash Art Brad and Jeff Halloween Contest winner. And it is a winner. And it was, how difficult was it?
Well, I was just thinking there were emails among the four of us until I think 2 or 2:30 last night our time, and we really wrestled this one out. We
Well,
went
I'm
back.
bruised. I don't know about you, but
Well, we went back and forth and back and forth, and I mean this. For all the wonderful people who participated and marvelous works of art, this was the tough one, and truly, we did wrestle it out. We did wrestle it out, and then we thought, "Creatures of the Night" by Miles Tevis. I'm guessing at the pronunciation, Tevis or Tees. We thought for pure visceral horror, the pure capturing of Halloween, and probably the creature we would least like to encounter on Halloween night, although there were others really ghastly and deadly in the list, we selected, after much rumbling around, Creatures of the Night. And that is the horrible Creatures of the Night.
are you looking at the homepage?
Yeah, I just went down below right now to the contest winners, but I do want to comment on the handsome photograph of yourself
Well,
there,
that's
Jeff.
actually a real picture. See,
I know.
I know you know, but once a year I take the fake one down and put the real one up for a day.
And it's really a handsome photograph of you.
Thank you. It's one of the world's great fashion photographers hired, and that was the best of several hundred shots. And that, what can we do?
This captures your essence. There's no question about
Kind of goes with the picture next to
it. Exactly. I was going to say that, but I didn't want to risk offense. But at any rate, we have our first place, and we can click below to see all the winners.
That's I again it boy I just didn't know where to go with this.
No.
There were just too many good ones, and I mean there were some really good ones. Some of them had very good portions, parts of them, attributes, aspects of them. Others, were, kind of cut and paste jobs, but fun. It's just really difficult. And for those of you who are out there who entered, the few who didn't win, who really put in the time, it's obviously there, and everyone's going to see it when they look at the other contest entries. It'll be permanently housed on the site. And I'll run over time some of them at any rate. There was one that was obviously the work of a wizard, but it was a very political piece, and I'll run that later on, because it can kind of be run any time at all. That one is extraordinary. They're just the detail in some of these are the detail and the overall eye for balance, symmetry, and all the rest of it. There's a lot to it. And James, of course, is an artistic master.
Master.
And his input was very helpful to me.
Extremely valuable.
Yeah. You look at too many, like the Headless Horseman. Wonderful stuff. Just a great piece. And we fought. Brad and Sherry apparently have vowed after tonight not to speak to me for a week. If it gives you any idea of how difficult it was to figure this out.
No, I didn't get that bad. It didn't get that bad.
I never heard you use five-letter words
well,
like that.
I wasn't kidding when I said, this was an impassioned wrestling about choosing these.
Well, it was the two words that finally did it, or else.
Come on. To speak about number two.
Well, let's speak about number one.
Okay. We were speaking, but we'll go back.
Well, you see, the real story is a woman was in an automobile accident, and that creature came along. He's trying to get her to the hospital.
Yeah, right. This one, I think this poor lady was grabbed by this. Now, again, we're talking real vampires, and I mentioned somewhere in our wrestling about, in our throes, to me, this, again, is what a real vampire looks like. Not like Bela and not like Edward in Twilight, but this kind of despicable creature of the night. So creatures of the night, I suppose with a title, it would have been nice to maybe to see a couple of them there, but we'll grant that artistic license. The detail in this, again, is extremely good, as they were in so many. And we just, as I said, after a little bare-knuckling, we selected these winners. And not to say, there weren't so many that we went back and forth.
Go ahead.
May I comment on that?
Please,
now?
Yeah.
Again, this is one we felt encompassed so many aspects of Halloween. And if you blow it up, as you can, or enlarge, I should say, probably, you will see a great deal of detail. There will be faces. There will be murky images hidden in that old castle. So okay. Spend some time with this one and see how many weird and ethereal and ghostly features you can count.
All right, where are we going to we go down, first of all, to the main Jeff and Brad Halloween Splashart Ghost Story box. Click here for Splashart winners right there. We'll come right back and spend a little more time on this very impressive entry group this year. Just amazing. In just a couple minutes. Doesn't sound so spooky anymore.
Well, it was still rated recently.
Yeah.
As the scariest movie ever. That and Jaws. I mean, one, of course, is about demonic possession, and the other one is about a true creature of nature that can swallow us. I think it's interesting that those two movies would be considered. And this is a very large poll. You
know, there were shockers in the day.
The two most frightening, and The Exorcist, again, was one of those movies kind of based on a true incident. We have to say kind of, because it was a boy that was possessed, not a girl.
I know, and I've never been able to get my head quite straight since then, either.
That happened to a lot of individuals. I may have mentioned this before, but I'll just mention it briefly. I happened to be lecturing in Hawaii when The Exorcist came out, and was scheduled for, I think, 3 days. I think it was a weekend. And they asked me, the various radio programs and newspapers and et cetera, asked me to stay another few days because The Exorcist had just opened and people were fainting.
Oh, yeah.
People were vomiting.
Oh, yeah.
People had to be carried out. And they asked me to stay on and do a few more programs just to assure people, you know, that these things could happen. But if they binded their P's and Q's, it was highly unlikely it would happen to them.
Let's look at our art again here and again congratulate the winner and look at the second place finisher. Now, to find that, just go down to the major Halloween art splash art ghost story box there at rents.com, and you'll see the winners. And just click on that, and it'll take you right to them. This is the toughest year.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the beginning. There were a lot of them that were, I think, more on a plane, on a par. And that made it kind of difficult, too. But some of these are just, several of them were just Babylon, for example. The concept, the creation, the uniqueness of the expression. But that is almost a timeless political statement, which mm-hmm. I'll use later.
Right.
It wasn't so much a Halloween thing. It was...
No, in terms of the art and execution, it's
just
wonderful.
Amazing. And our second place winner here, which is as Brad mentioned going into the break, is extraordinary. Remember, you can click on the small image and look at the larger version. This is a strange one. And I don't...
Very strange.
Big, oversized moon and the clouds with skulls. And you look. The more you look at the detail, the more you see detail.
Exactly. Just keep looking and looking. Yeah. You will see more. And that's by Michael Rupp. There are several that are untitled. I think maybe three altogether. So this mm-hmm. is untitled by Michael Rupp.
It's kind of one of those pictures that almost the figure emerging or appearing to emerge from the old, whatever kind of a residence it is or was, could be anything. Could be all, you could substitute almost any horror figure in there. So in a way, it has a universal application.
Well, that's what we felt after much discussion. And
how much?
Much discussion.
No. Much.
Lots and lots. At first, what appears to be a gas mask, kind of threw us, and we kind of wished, well, maybe it was a more recognized number. We thought, well, no, kind of the anonymity. That could be a human under there, that could be a creature, or that could be the creature's actual features. So we thought what at first was ambiguous, we decided had ambiguity going for it. And that could be rust stains on the uniform or suit or sock.
Not with a hacksaw in his right hand.
But more than likely, it's not rust. It is that blood, yes.
It's a doctor who's had a tough day, and I think what you see draped around his neck is a stethoscope.
Mm-hmm.
And the hacksaw, you know, he could have been a Civil War surgeon with that much equipment.
That's right.
No, let's not even go there.
Yeah.
What a waste of 600 and almost 700,000 lives.
Incredible.
What an absurd obscenity.
All wars. But surely the one we fought amongst ourselves was probably the most stupid and deadly of all.
Right. Well, Michael Rupp, congratulations. Second place. And there's your prize there. They're not going to put your kids through college, but that's not the point.
That's not the point.
When we come back, we'll spend a little time and talk about the third place winner. And again, these were really tough. Be right back in just a couple of minutes as we continue. Okay, and we're back. Third place in our Halloween Splash Art Contest this year. $1,000. No, that's 10. Sorry, I...
If only we could.
Didn't have my glasses on, right?
If only we could.
He deserves it, they all do. But anyway, it's the idea that they participated and made a statement, and they're amazing. Click on that. It's Graveyard John by Forever NYT. Can't pronounce it. I could, but I wouldn't get it right. And look at the detail on that.
Perfect theme in the background, which is my favorite Halloween theme from a movie. Halloween. Perfect for that. Graveyard John's been out digging on Halloween night.
Great moonlight on the face, on the forehead.
Right.
Shadowing is quite good. This, again, is a kind of a piece that could be used as a venue, a platform. You could put almost any kind of horror head on there you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Even Richard Nixon.
Well, I saw this as, you know, again, if I wanted to do a movie about a haunted cemetery...
You should.
Yeah, I mean, this would be a perfect poster art, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And
you can just see it on the bottom, starring Brad Steiger. Right there on the bottom.
Does it say that?
Well, it does on my screen. I
don't
know what yours does.
All right. Again, he has the image of probably a true zombie, not a Hollywood zombie. But Graveyard John, someone who is a mindless, automatic creature of the night, a slave of someone's bidding, which is what a zombie is, not a creature that rises from the grave when some mysterious ray activates all the corpses to come out and eat their friends and family members.
Yeah, he does.
He has that look. He has that true zombie look.
Starring Brad Steiger with Lady Sherry Steiger playing the Angel in the Moon. You never see her. You just hear her voice trying to call to Graveyard John.
To come back.
Come back.
Don't smash any heads tonight, please. Recognize your true self and your true value. Now, this is really, I think that our artist did a wonderful job. And surely, again, there was much weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. But this emerged as our third place winner.
I'm not going to complain because I think all of your book covers are wonderful, but let's be realistic. Some of the art we have here, real vampires, can you imagine Creatures of the Night on the cover of that book?
I can certainly imagine it on one of my books.
Well, you choose. But I mean,
there are always new books in the works, you know.
Not those books written under some strange pseudonym many years ago to put yourself through college. Not that book.
Many, many years ago. How'd you find out about those?
Well, my dad used to do the same thing. He did. His old Royal typewriter would be belching smoke late in the night. He'd be grinding out. What did he call them?
Pot boilers. I don't know any writer who hasn't done that. I mean, writer.
I'm sure most of our listeners understand what we're talking about.
I think so.
Softcore at the worst, but it paid the rent.
It paid the rent.
All right, no more Steiger
secrets. And mild by today's standards.
Oh, mild. It would be laughed at.
It would be a Donald Duck
comic book today. Absurd.
It would be laughed at.
That's very funny that you never mind. Okay. All right. Congratulations to all of our Splash Art winners. In an hour or so, we're going to post our ghost story winners right after Dave and Sharon are here. And,
that was another tussle.
Yeah, I had to pull a plug on my phone after a while. It got to be absurd.
I really think.
I mean, he even dispatched Sherry to plead with me.
I think we all of us behaved in a very courteous and proper manner.
Yeah, because of the distance involved. God help us if we've been in the same room.
That might have been a different story, huh?
Mm-hmm. We would have looked like one of these submissions.
We might have looked ready for Graveyard John, huh?
Yeah, and we really should. It's too bad we don't have a. Well, I guess the best tongue-in-cheek prize has to go to Brad and Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff and Brad's Halloween special.
Mm-hmm.
That's them by Eugenio Candia. Or Candia. Eugenio, good job. We still don't know what I am. In fact, I still don't know what I am. But, I mean, you put pen to ink, so to speak, and demonstrated my personal spiritual dilemma very well.
Yeah, I still think you're coming out of a pod. That's the only thing. I think you...
Either that or I have very tiny shoulders. And you, going after another blonde.
I've been catching heck for that.
You're in a rut.
Since I'm married to a redhead, you know.
All right, well, we've got Photoshop, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, that was cute. And that is... I don't know how... What I want to know is how Eugenio got a photograph of my studio to put the pictures in.
Another clever person.
He's good. All right, very good, you guys and gals. And we'll be right back with Dave and Sharon, the Esther twins, joined at the hip for life, the Ghost Hunters extraordinaire. And they're going to play some of their all-time great, true ghost voices for us next. I was just looking at some of the entries again and enjoying them. They all deserve our thanks over and over again, and it's amazing to see how the human mind expresses itself.
Oh, indeed, indeed. That's exactly what Sherry and I were talking about during the break, is that they were all so good, you know, and that's why we were tussling and so forth, is verbally back and forth, is because they're all so darn good. How do you pick three above the others? They're all excellent.
Wow, the more I look, the more I see. And again, some of them, like Demon Scream.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Demon Scream,
I know.
The detail in there is just terrific. And
yeah.
I really like that one. How do you? I don't know. Let me just put it this way. For you artists out there, sometimes two against one wins. And that'll give hope to and encouragement to all of you, hopefully. Just to get the general idea.
That definitely was in strong consideration. And I don't know how do we know, you know. So, Michael Joseph Deal, you know, we encourage you, enter again. And I don't know, there was so much going on in that, so many incredible things, and the mask and the skull. I mean, it's I'd put that in the cover of one of my books too. So.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I maybe. That's an idea that as your books continue to be brought back and reissued, you should go through all of the entries from all the years and contact the artists and see if there's one there that works.
Well,
I would be honored to be on the cover of a Steiger book. Are you kidding?
We must say that many of the art pieces in Real Vampires contributed by someone who won the Halloween contest one
year. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So you see,
yep.
I do not forget. I remember talent. I remember fantastic art. And so one of our winners is featured in Real Vampires.
Neat. Very nice. For sure. I mean, Demon Scream is a book cover. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
it. Great book cover. There's several others that just you peel them right off and put them right on. Okay, we have our friends and paranormal colleagues and experts, the Esther twins, somewhere in the Great Southwest, standing by, I hope.
Esther twins, come on.
Well, cosmically speaking.
They're the honeymooners.
Yeah, all right. Fred and not Fred. What was it? What were their name?
Fred and Leonard?
No. Jackie Gleason and...
Yeah, oh, was it Ethel? No, I don't know.
Isn't that a shame?
I didn't
We think of them as Jackie Gleason and...
Yeah.
And
I didn't... I think it was Audrey...
Audrey Meadows.
Yeah, but I didn't watch television in those days.
Well, you see them. They're on. You can find them. And I
explore. Oh, I know who they are.
All the time.
Yeah, I know who they are. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Are you folks around? They're not there.
Where are you, Dave and Sharon?
They're not there.
Uh-oh.
We'll get him. Don't worry,
he'd say,
we'll get him.
Bang to the moon. Somebody, he'd say.
Hmm.
Jackie Gleason, Honeymooners.
To the moon, Alice, to the moon.
Alice.
To the moon, Alice. Yeah. Yeah. Ralph Cramden.
Right. See, this is...
Ralph Cramden and Alice. See, we got it. Okay, we will. Let's see, where are we? We got 6 minutes until the break. So we're hopefully going to get connected. Obviously, there's some phone difficulties. We should...
Well, they're probably out in the cemetery right now.
let me do this. There's a call-in number that we could... I wonder if they're listening and they don't... I should email them. That's what I'll do. I'll email them a special phone number that they can use to call in. Yeah, check here and then bye. Dave is not answering, it says. Dave is still not answering. Let me send the phone number there again. And hold on here. We'll get it. Dave is not. Stop that laughing.
No, I got to send something that someone just sent to me.
You're getting emails too? See, I have you have the luxury of checking the pulse of greater humanity. I have to have maximum spam block.
I know.
I have no choice.
I have the pleasure of getting to forward email to you.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here.
Yeah. Well, I don't take that. That's an honor, a privilege that I do not take lightly.
Okay, Doctors Dave and Sharon. And let's see, I'll send this over to our network studios again. Let's see, that isn't it. There it is right there. Okay, it's studio. I'm sending you the phone number again. Hopefully we'll have it. I'll send Dave and Sharon the actual call-in number to the network as well. Let's see here. Let's see. Call. Dear Dave, please call if you're not doing anything else.
Well, I know they know they're going to be on. Because
yeah. This is how big-time radio works. 1680. Yeah. Okay, I got it. So I'm sending this to Dave and Sharon right now. So they'll get it. They'll be on right after the top of the break here anyhow.
Yeah.
And we'll do an hour with them. Then we're going to read our ghost story winners.
Mm.
We're going to try anyway. There are three of them. And again, not easy. Not easy at all.
Yeah. If we had to verbally wrestle over the art, we certainly, the stories were just... this is, I think, the most we've ever had, and the most...
The most text easy.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great picture you just sent. That's good.
Did you get it already?
Yeah, sure. That's very good.
Someone out there in Radio Land sent that little...
I should put that on your homepage. In fact, I will.
Okay.
See,
I don't know if it's implying that we're spacey or...
No, you're at the center of a swirling galactic energy vortex. Coming out of that is the ethereal, eternal good from Brad and Sherry.
Oh, wow. I have to get that recorded.
Well, it is. We just recorded it.
We just did.
Yeah. Now, let's see. I did. I was in a store about a week or two ago, and I had to ignore. I think I hear Dave and Sharon. Is that... Do I hear Dave?
You did.
I did.
There he is.
Where have you been, buddy?
We'll be out in the graveyard.
Not
yet.
Yeah,
I told you. What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
Yeah, there was an open grave, and I then tripped and fell into it, and you couldn't believe I had trouble getting out.
Well, don't take a six-pack with you when you go to graveyards at night. I've told you that before.
I know. You know, the dang flashlight went dead on me, and I turned around. Next thing I knew, I was face down on some skeletons. I won't tell you what they told me to do, but I sure got out of that hole very quickly.
I'll bet you did.
Levitated.
Where's your dear one?
She's there laughing.
There she is, laughing.
Head off as I fell in the...
Okay.
Well, see, that actually happened down in Belize.
She didn't happen to maybe nudge you as you...
No, I wouldn't do a thing like that.
That's right. Dave just said something, and it merits going into. We have a minute and a half. He said that actually happened in Belize. They took a trip
to Belize. Walking to the city cemetery, and Sharon was not too far from me. She looked over, and I was gone because I had fallen into an open grave.
True story.
Or a sunken grave, but I totally vanished.
But the other part you kind of added, right?
I added that.
Okay, all right. Okay.
With EVP, and no one said anything about, you know, about getting out of the hole. Get off me, you know. You pervert.
Find your own hole.
Yeah.
Are you in one of those high-class hotels where they close the switchboard at 6 p.m.?
No, actually, we've been here waiting, and nothing has come through.
Really?
Yeah.
We were in despair. We were despondent. What had happened to you?
Every once in a while that happens, you know.
It's getting closer to Halloween, and it's getting closer to the full moon. Anything can happen.
Yeah, something got wrong with the phone number. Anyway, you're on, and we got a break here, so let's do that. And we'll come back in a few minutes with Dave and Sharon as we continue and move into hour number two of our Halloween special, third of the month. Oh,